Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Former President Donald Trump is blasting the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection a day after lawmakers voted to subpoena him. In a scathing letter to the bipartisan panel, Trump slams the nine panel members as a sham. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
Trump's letter repeats his baseless claims that the 2020 election was rigged and stolen, accusing lawmakers of burying reports of election fraud. He also cites an article from Time magazine that was written 3 months after the election. He praises the magazine for breaking the story of a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes. But Trump seems to have misinterpreted the article. The story is about how various factions spanning a range of ideologies came together not to rig the election, but to protect its integrity. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The appointment of a special master to review documents taken during a search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home is being challenged by the Justice Department. Officials asked a federal appeals court Friday to overturn the appointment. The special master was assigned last month by a Trump-appointed judge in Florida. Emergency workers were engaged in a rescue and recovery operation at a coal mine in northern Turkey, where an explosion has left at least 28 people dead and dozens of others trapped below the surface. The BBC's Ben Lowens has more.
Crowds of people have gathered around the head of the mine shaft at Amasra to await news from rescuers digging through the rock. Several evacuated miners are in a critical condition. Teams wearing hard hats and head torches have been seen going down to the affected area in a gated lift. There have been partial collapses inside the mine, but no ongoing fires, and the facility's ventilation is said to be functioning properly. Friday's blast was reportedly caused by a build-up of flammable gas.
A group of Indiana women is challenging the state's near-total abortion ban. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, the lawsuit, which had its first hearing Friday, alleges the state is violating religious freedom.
Hoosier Jews for Choice and five anonymous plaintiffs, represented by the ACLU of Indiana, say their religious beliefs protect abortion rights under state law. The lawsuit says the ban has deterred some from trying to get pregnant or caused them to abstain from sex. But the state says neither those claims nor abortion itself is a religious practice that requires protecting, and that the state has a compelling ethical interest in protecting what it calls the unborn. A ruling is expected by the end of November, but Indiana's abortion ban is already on hold because of another case before the state Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Smith in Indianapolis.
Stocks ended broadly lower on Wall Street Friday. Most major indices finished the week in the red as more concerns emerged about inflation. The S&P 500 fell 2.4%. The Dow was down 1.3%. NASDAQ was off by 3.1%. This is NPR News. On the Mediterranean island nation of Malta, two brothers have been sentenced to 40 years in jail for setting off a car bomb that killed the country's most prominent journalist in 2017. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens that the brothers were supposed to face the first day of their trial on Friday, but suddenly reversed their pleas.
George and Alfred DiGiorgio had entered not guilty pleas earlier in the day, but when the trial began, they unexpectedly pleaded guilty. The judge sentenced them to 40 years in prison. The two brothers were charged with detonating a car bomb on October 16, 2017, that killed Daphne Caruana Galizia. She was an investigative reporter who exposed extensive corruption in Malta. Her sons have been on a quest for justice since her murder. They have accused high-ranking members of Malta's ruling Labour Party of involvement in the assassination plot. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Athens.
A record 4.7 million people in Haiti are facing acute hunger, and all of them are in a slum controlled by gangs in the capital. 19,000 people are facing catastrophic famine conditions. Those numbers were released by the UN World Food Program Friday. Officials say the people of Haiti are trapped in a cycle of growing desperation. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina, say a 15-year-old boy who shot and killed five people in that city Thursday night is hospitalized in critical condition. The attack began in the Raleigh neighborhood and ended along a nearby walking trail. The dead included an off-duty Raleigh police officer who was on his way to work. The motive for that shooting is still unknown. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.